Hi everyone, and welcome to Modern Media, the show where we totally don't have a slogan yet.
Alright, I'm your host Joseph Reddy, and here with us today is Christopher Luttrell and Brooke Fisher.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. So, today we're going to be talking about movies in general, animated movies, and acting. So, let's start out with acting. What do you guys think about actors nowadays?
I think some are good. Like, some are phenomenal actors. Yeah, some of them play the same part over and over again, but they're good at
well,
that
well,
part.
Well, could you, like, elaborate on the same part over and over?
Like, Michael Cera, he plays, like, the same part over and over again.
You mean the same type of person in all his movies, like that awkward kid who, at the end of the movie, gets a girl?
Yeah, like, if you've ever seen Year One, he started out as, like, that lonely, feminine, air quotes, caveman, and then at the end of the movie, he's getting all the ladies, he's got, you know, a beautiful girl friend or whatever, and he ended up saving the town.
So he is a good actor, but he's just repetitive.
Yeah.
Now, you were talking about a select few, like a handful of phenomenal actors. What about the rest of the actors in today's modern world?
Well, I think there's a bunch of actors that just either overact or underact. They just don't seem to do a good job at what they're supposed to do.
You mean they either oversell or they just don't really try? Right. Brooke, what do you think about that?
I disagree with Chris. I think actors back in the olden days were better actors than what we have today because they were able to try harder for their parts, and many of them did a lot of research for the parts that they used.
Well, I would agree with that. However, I also partially agree with Chris. There is a handful of actors that are phenomenal today. However, acting back then was definitely, like, a lot better just because you had to have such a wide variety of skills.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few actors today that have a lot of skills.
Well, how's this for an example? I don't know the name of the actor. However, he was in Inception as Arthur. He was the kid in Angels in the Outfield. And he has shown that he has a wide variety of skills and talents. I've seen him do old movie numbers, especially on, like, tap dance on SNL when he hosted it. He has a wide variety of skills, and he's actually really young. So, once again, that would go along with what you said. Mm-hmm. They were better back then, however, still.
There's
some handful.
Yeah, there's still people that can act today. It's not totally dead.
Johnny Depp. I'm sorry. I like Johnny Depp. I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like he's more classified with the Michael Cera type because he always is that awkward, hilarious person. However, it, like, changes still. All right, and our next thing is on animated movies. Now, recently there have been a lot of good animated movies that have come out. However, I'm not entirely sure that I like all these, mainly because of the plot and how a lot of them just really lack good ideas. What do you guys think on that?
I mean, I think they're improving, definitely. Some of them do lack in story, but you gotta think, animated movies kind of started as children's movies.
Well,
so there really was no.
Well, yeah, I think the first really big, like, 3D animation movie, well, not 3D, but anyway, was Toy Story.
Definitely.
Like, that really started it all. And that was really creative.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, it wasn't the greatest visual movie ever. However, that was just really well done. And I feel that as it progressed, it kind of lost its luster, so to speak, in the story category, but it definitely gained in the visuals. Like, Toy Story 3, I really feel like the plot was basic. The idea was good, but the plot was pretty basic.
Yeah.
But the visuals were beyond incredible. They just blew me away.
Yeah. Got very bored with Toy Story 3. I think animated movies today with technology, the way it's moving, have an amazing opportunity to grow with just how they're created itself.
So do you think that's going to be, like, a main thing in the future? Like, a lot of movies are going to be animated now?
I don't think it's going to be a main thing. I don't see animated movies getting more popular than, like, your regular acting movies that we have today. Yes, Despicable Me, Chris is pointing out right next to me that, yes, Despicable Me was amazing. I loved it. And those are the kind of movies that are going to grow, but I don't know if they'll originally become, like, more popular.
It was an amazing movie.
All right. And the only problem with that was the idea of copying, which actually leads us into our next idea in regular movies. I feel more like whenever a film comes out, there's going to be a few other films that copy it, such as in Despicable Me. They had the idea of the villain being the protagonist. And a little while later, they had Megamind. There was Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. And I just feel that whenever one idea comes out, somebody else is going to come along and just take the idea and essentially do the idea to death, and then they're just going to leave it there.
Okay. Almost everything's been done.
Yeah, everything's been done. I mean, the guy who made Inception, he just got off lucky. He got off lucky with making that.
See, there's a saying that says there are no new ideas, there are only new ways to do the old ideas. And that is partially true. I mean, Inception, yes, it was its own idea on its own, but you gotta think of how many movies were actually, like, made where it was with the movie was within a dream, and the people could, in a way, figure out how to change their fate or something. It's kind of just combining that.
Well, I feel more like that's just a small detail, like the idea that they're in a dream and then can change their fate.
Well, yes, it's a small detail, but in a way, it's still copying some part. Maybe it's not this huge blown out proportion, because Inception still is its own movie on its own. It stands alone, but it still had copying of certain parts in it.
That's where you get down to more the opinionated idea. I really don't define that as copying. I mean, because if that's the way you put it, then it all depends on what you define as copy.
Yeah, that also goes along with, like, people trash this movie to no end. And yeah, I mean, I understand, you know, why you wouldn't like this movie, but Avatar was a good movie. Now, granted, it was essentially the story of Pocahontas
with aliens,
with giant blue aliens. But that's a difference, you know. That's the thing, though. They changed the story and made it into something completely else, almost. I mean, it follows the same basic plot, you know.
I'm sorry, I liked Avatar. I thought it was very well put together.
I liked it for, like, the storyline. I liked it for the visuals and how well it actually looked.
I mean, I liked the visuals and how it looked, yes, but I also liked the storyline because it, like you said, it was kind of like Pocahontas, which brought back some old memories of past when we were in a kid.
All right. Well, we are running out of time, so are there any concluding thoughts?
No, not at all.
Tom sucks.
I'm putting that in.
Don't put that part in.
I am censoring that, but still putting it in.
Well, Joseph, thank you for having us.
All right, yes, thank you for joining me, and I will hopefully never do this again on... Okay, really? Really? Now I have to close out again. Close... Turn that off.
It's good.
Oh, thank you.
Go, Brooke. All right.
No, it's me. I'm closing out.
I'm in Jeff.
All right, so thank you for joining us here on Modern Media. I'm Joseph Reddy, and yeah, good night.